I'm Legsy. I'm 17. And all this happened. You might find that hard to believe, especially because I'm just 17. But that means you've been a bit luckier than me so far.
I'm on lonely street, age nearly.
Just to show you what I'm like, I'm going to start with me and Brady robbing a pub. The lady who ran it liked to drink, and we heard she'd leave the takings in the till overnight. Problem was, we'd had a nice night ourselves. So by the time we got in there, we weren't good for much.
I told you that alarm box was done.
I can't get it open.
Well, yeah, let's have a go.
Oh, great.
Why would you look? An empty till.
She must have taken it all upstairs.
Let's get up there.
No, wait.
She'll just fall over and give us the money.
Nah, I don't fancy it. Wait, what about this charity bottle?
Nah.
Well, I'll get the top off. Or we can empty the change out.
You want to run around with pockets full of change? I want paper.
What are you doing?
It's Mott the Hopple, innit? My granddad loves them. He's always playing it when I come round.
Don't ask. Get it off. Well, let's have some of this.
Score.
Who's there?
We're the music inspectors, love. From the council.
Yeah, and you failed. We're going to have to tax you.
There's no money.
There's no money? We know that, you dopey tot. Call this a pub.
I've run the police.
Oh, of course you have. Oi, Brady, come on, let's have some of these bottles.
Yeah. Has she got any Glenfiddich?
You prat, come on.
Hey,
what do you get?
Vodka, Cristal, what's yours?
I don't know. Tastes like cough syrup.
Good boy, get it down.
Yeah, let's go to Jodie's flat.
She don't want to see you no more. Haven't you got that in your thick head yet?
Well, she might if I brought some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, because she loves her old ticks in it. Old Jodie. Oh, man.
Over this fence, we can get out onto Telscombe Road.
No, just pick us up on the field. We'll split up, yeah?
Suit yourself. Later, Lexi.
Well, later.
As it happened, I never ran into Brady no more. It's like that with me. It's okay. But there was something going on that night. The feds should have gone down Telscombe Road after Brady and waited for him on the field, but they didn't. They came after me. They couldn't stop me, and I was just going to keep on running, and we all knew that. They couldn't be bothered with the hard work, so in the end, they just drove into me with a car.
Ah! There he is! Get in!
Get
hold him, Tim!
Ah! Get
his
off
arms!
Get off!
Next
you're hurting me, man! You're hurting
Ryan!
Get off!
I... I'm arresting you.
Same old, same old.
Except it wasn't the same old. But I didn't find out till later. There I am in the cell, flat out on the mattress, the room going round and round and me wanting to puke.
You never stop whinging, do you?
What?
Even when you were a little boy, you got the slightest knock, you'd always go crying to your sister.
Grandpa, you're dead.
So I am. But I bet I feel better than you do right now.
Like 10 years you're dead. What are you doing in here?
What are you doing here, more like? Are you planning to spend the rest of your life inside?
They knocked me over with a car.
What were they supposed to do? You weren't going to stop.
They could have killed me.
They might have stopped your thieving.
Gee, me talking to grandpops. I don't believe it. Do you like Mott the Hopple and all?
It's Mott the Hoople, you plank.
Grandpa's telling me off. Oh, this is great. It must be the Cristal. I'm going to nick some more.
Don't you dare. I might have snuffed it, but I'm not having you do any more feeling. Look at the state of you.
It's not my fault if they're always on my back. It's persecution.
Whinge. I expected more from you. I really did.
Oh, you did ya? Is that why you walked away, yeah, to help me?
I didn't walk away.
Oh, yeah? So what? I was in the biggest hole I've ever been in. It felt like they were dropping rocks on me every day. That's when you think you'll go walkabout.
You got a bad mouth on you, boy. Just like your old man.
Don't say that. Don't you dare say that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So what did happen back then?
Don't you remember?
I was only 4. I couldn't have been in any trouble then.
Of course you couldn't.
Well, go on. Well, you always wanted to know why it happened.
Oh dear, didn't they tell you to bring me a coffee?
What did your last slave die of?
Back chat, so watch it.
What have you got that couldn't wait till the morning?
Oh, Tim and Davy brought this kid in. They think he's into the flood field thing.
Really? Good old Tim and Davy.
Oh, and here's your paperwork.
just 17.
No, he still gets kiddie prison.
I'd better get started. Which cell is it?
No, you can't talk to him yet. He's been on the vodka. The FME says he won't be fit for interview for another couple of hours.
So, why the hell did you get me out of bed?
Because of how you light up every room with sunshine the second you walk through the door.
Get your own coffee.
I remember our house. It was like a ghost town. Nobody there apart from us kids.
Your mum had had enough. She oofed it early on.
Was it us?
Of course it wasn't you. It was Billy, your dad.
Where'd she go?
Last I heard, she was in South London working in the bookies. I don't know. I thought she had more bottle.
Did he used to hit her?
He used to hit all of you. Your mam, Chloe, Charlotte, Ash, and you. All the time.
I remember that.
There you go. I made you all specially strong because I like you.
How does a baby like him get mixed up in something like Flood Field?
You should know that by now.
God, I need another job. Had he been with the gang for a while?
Don't know. I guess we'll find out when the DCI talks to him.
I'm going to speak to his old care worker. If I can find her. Why can't they ever keep a file together in that place? Oh, look, forget it. I'm going home. Call me when the DCI gets here.
Oh, well, consider yourself called. All right, Mr. Taylor.
Sorry, Donna. If I can't sleep, you can't either. There's some things in his file I want to run through with you, if you don't mind.
Dad used to be out of work all the time, didn't he?
And the rest. He'd never had a job in his life. He'd leave you on your own while he went down a pub. Chloe was brilliant with you all.
You used to come round, didn't you? I remember you bringing her sweets.
Well, she was only 11. She couldn't cook and clean and everything for you. I used to come round and do what I could. I'd stop off at the burger shop and get you some grub.
Well, I remember that. Yeah.
We had to make it so as he didn't know I'd been. He'd have gone mad.
Were you scared of him?
Yeah. I suppose I was.
I remember you breaking in that time.
He found some burger wrapper or something and he realised someone had been in. He locked you in, he didn't feed you for 2 days. What else was I going to do?
So what happened at the end? Well, I remember the police coming.
All right, sweetheart, rise and shine. The FME tells me you should now be restored and capable of conversing with our esteemed Mr. Taylor.
Can't he see you, Grandpa?
I'm just here for you.
The doctor's supposed to examine me again.
Oh, well, I am sorry, but he's a very important doctor and he's extremely busy at this precise moment.
He means he can't be bothered.
Up you get.
This isn't a formal interview as yet. I just want to go through a few things and suggest a couple of solicitors for you.
I don't need a solicitor.
I think it's in your best interest.
You're a DCI, aren't you? Are you desperate or what?
Beg your pardon?
All this for a break-in? It's sad. Just charge me and put me up in front of the magistrate.
Doesn't he know?
He was pretty drunk when they picked him up.
Fantastic. Have you any idea why we arrested you?
Yeah, I turned over a pub. Well, I didn't really. I nicked a bottle of vodka. So what?
I kind of stopped listening just for a moment. He started talking about Lukey and I didn't like what he was saying. And anyway, I was thinking about being back in the house with my sisters and Ash. I remember him knocking Charlotte over and chasing me and Ash up into our bedroom. We tried to lock the door, but he busted in. I remember Ash's bunk bed going flying across the room. I remember Ash going flying across the room. One day, that day you come round, we'd had enough. We all lined up like in a war film, staring at the floor, rank and number, that's all.
Oh, I bet that made him pleased.
Yeah. It didn't work too good. I remember you banging on a window.
He's not listening. He's still drunk. He should be given more time.
He's not drunk. Not at all. He's remembering what happened. You're thinking about Flood Fields, aren't you?
Did he start on you then?
Yeah, he came out the back and gave me a good hiding. But then he got bored of that and went back inside. He locked me out. I looked through the window and I saw him walk into the room with his big stick.
I remember your face. You were looking at me through the window.
What did you do, Grandpa? You walked away, didn't you? I knew you did. I knew you just left us to it.
I didn't walk away. I didn't.
Oh, yeah? Well, go on, then. What did you do?
Oh, forget it. Forget it.
Grandpa.
I shouldn't have come. I can't do this.
Grandpa. But don't go. I knew you'd go. You always go. Even though you're a ghost, you go. You're bloody useless.
Let me spell it out.
Go for it, big fella.
Your friend, Luke Jolly. You were with him when he died, weren't you?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about that. You can't make me anyway. You got to talk to me about what you arrested me for. That's the rules. And if you want to go on about a bottle of vodka all night, that's your loss.
The thing is, Legsy, we didn't arrest you for the bottle of vodka. What you were out doing that night is entirely up to you. Your friend Luke was murdered. You know how bad it was. And I want to know exactly what you had to do with it. That's what you're in here for.
You can't interview him. He hasn't got a solicitor.
This isn't an interview. It's just a few questions to get to know each other. So, Legsy, why won't you have a solicitor?
No comment.
Is it because you'd have to talk to them?
No comment.
You do admit you were with Luke Jolly the night he was murdered?
No comment.
You had a knife in your pocket when you were arrested. Do you often carry a knife?
DCI Taylor?
No comment.
It's okay, Donna. Just one more thing. Do you know who Luke had been associating with lately?
No comment. I still felt like chucking up from the vodka, so I stopped listening. He had a little blonde moustache, and I kept wondering what kind of a geezer has a little blonde moustache these days. Then I started thinking about Grandpa. It had been good talking to him again. I'd been asked to say he let us down, get me and Ash put into care wasn't so bad. I can still remember pitching up at the care home. Susie was standing at the door to meet us. She had this soft voice like butter wouldn't melt, and you knew she wouldn't hurt anyone. I remember me and Ash getting out of the car all stiff from the ride, and the social worker taking us inside, and her and Susie talking, but all me and Ash could see was this coffee table full of cakes and sandwiches and drinks. We were wondering what was going on, like, had we just been kidnapped for a teddy bear's picnic or something? But Susie was nice, really nice. Me and Ash relaxed there for what must be the first time I can remember. And after a week, she let us out. Yeah, and the other thing was, it snowed soon after we got there. So we were both outside playing in the snow, chucking snowballs and that. We actually had fun.
Luke must have been in a lot of pain. The post-mortem indicates that it took him perhaps 30 minutes to die. Did you leave him there to die?
No comment. Can I go to the toilet, please?
Mark, take him for a wee. Donna, can I have a word?
Sure. What?
Help me out, Donna.
Oh, no. No way. You shouldn't even be talking to him.
You're right. Look, you know what happened to Luke Jolly. That young lad knows all about it. Come on, Donna. Just get him into a place where I can open him up.
I really need a new job. I'll have a go, but I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it because of what happened to that young lad on Flood Fields. You should be ashamed of yourself, Gary.
The thing about being in a police station is you never get any privacy. Even in the toilet, there's a camera looking straight down. And they just come into your cell and talk to you whenever they want. Like this Donna.
Brought you a cork. It's good for hangovers.
I've had worse. I wish that big Mr. I Am with the tash would stop going on about Lukey, though.
Mr. I Am? It is a murder investigation.
Yeah, well, it's doing my head.
I'm sorry. Have you seen a solicitor?
Oh, don't you start. All these people talking on at me. It's like on Jeremy Kyle in here.
Sorry.
That's it. She was on my side. I've learned how to work people. I had to. I hit the ground running, no doubt. It didn't last with Susie, you see. Her own mother got cancer. She tried to look after us all, but Ash got taken away. And Susie took me for driving a car. She dropped me off at another big white house, and I still remember walking in. It was like a club. All these people standing on the stairs and in the hallways. I think Susie was about to start crying, but she left me. For the first, must have been a month, 6 weeks, I would not say hello. I would not say a word.
So, how have they been treating you?
All right. You count being knocked down by a car, all right.
They did what? Are you serious?
I was drunk, so I bounced. Not a mark on me.
I want you to make a formal complaint.
Ah, no point.
Okay. Can I go through your file with you? There's a few holes.
I bet there are.
You're 17, aren't you? And you'll be 18. Oh, you only just had your birthday. Happy 17.
I knew she was just trying to get me to talk. Probably Mr. I Am had told her to have a go at me. I'll talk to anyone, especially if it gets them on my side.
I was thinking about the birthday I had when I was 6.
Really?
Yeah. Been in this care home for a few weeks and wasn't saying much to anyone at the time. Didn't stop me looking forward to my birthday, though. When I woke up, thought there'd be a birthday cake and clowns and balloons and everything. I wanted an army tank.
Did you get one?
There was just an orange left on my bedside cabinet. And a new toothbrush. And everyone just carried on like it was an ordinary day.
Were you upset?
Nah, really. I thought I'd go and find my grandpa. I reckon he'd have bought me a present. I got out the front door and I started walking. It was a nice sunny day. I thought I'd be there by tea time. Suddenly this police car zoomed in out of nowhere and these two old bills jump out and charge towards me.
I bet they were crapping themselves at the home.
They never let on. But when I got back, I got met by this other little girl there who come about the same time as me. Jess, she was called. She bought me a comic for my birthday. She didn't know how old I was, so when she asked me, I said the first word I'd said for months. I said 6.
So was it better from then?
You don't expect people to die. Even your granddad. Especially when you're 6. Forget getting nicked last night. I knew I was in for a while, all right, when Grandad died. And I could hear the door slam.
Did they take you to the funeral?
You what? Jess was a lifesaver. We muck about together. She used to make me laugh. One night we went down into the kitchen after we were supposed to be in bed. We were both starving. Jess liked meatballs, so we decided to cook. We got the meat out and Jess knew they had onions in them. So we started chopping onions. We were crying our eyes out, and the care worker on duty must have heard us. We're hiding in his cupboard, right, crying and laughing and...
Mr. Taylor wants to know how you're getting on, Donna.
Just fine, thank you.
Can I have a word? Outside.
Excuse me a moment, Legsy, would you?
Look, this isn't some little prank, you know. The DCI wants him back for interview. Has he said whether he'd go for a brief yet?
I'm nowhere near. I'm still building trust. The DCI is going to have to wait a little bit longer.
What's he got that's so interesting anyway?
It's an unusual case. He's telling me a lot.
You know, it pains me to say this, but I think you're losing it. Hey, his older brother's called Ash, isn't he?
I believe so. Why?
Oh, nothing. Carry on. But would Mom please be gracious enough to tell us when she has broken the will of this violent young offender?
Sorry about that. So you were doing okay at school? Life can't have been that bad.
It was good having Jess around. And the manager at the house liked me. We had a laugh. I even stopped thinking about running away. But then they took Jess.
What? Who took her?
Her mum. Jess told me she didn't want to go home. But I knew she did, really. Was up in the bedroom when she went. I didn't fancy saying goodbye, so I went upstairs and looked out the window, watched them walk off down the path.
It must have been very sad for you.
I started yearning to get back with Ash. I wanted to know where my sisters were.
Surely someone could have put you in touch with them again.
I got the care workers to ask around, but I wasn't hearing anything. And one thing led to another. When I turned 12, I decided to get a rep for myself. I started kicking off in school and I got excluded. The care home couldn't exclude me.
Until what?
I still remember that day. It was amazing.
I wasn't in school, so I had to spend all day in the care home. They'd asked me to paint the fence, so I remember. Well, sitting on the path, I look up and there's this flash car with this woman sitting in it.
Was it your mother?
My mam? Nah, it was a girl and this man. The girl was really pretty and smiling at me. I recognised her, but I didn't know how. She says,
"All right."
Just simple, like that. It was Chloe. She was 17. Same age as I am now. I hadn't seen her for 6 years.
It must have been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. The bloke was called Lee. He was her boyfriend.
What happened?
Lee says, "Get in the car, Daniel." And Chloe says,
"We're going for a drive. Are you coming?"
Did you go?
Are you slow or something? Of course I went. I got in the back and we drove along. And we were all a bit shy at first. But then I told her I was called Legsy now because of me trying to run away to see Grandpa. And that made her laugh. I was so happy to see her that I started laughing too, and then we were okay.
Hey, Ollie. This is the pub. Park up over there. Legsy, I've got someone for you.
I didn't know what she was on about.
Look. There. No. Over there. Under that tree. Look. Are you blind or what?
I look over to where she was pointing. And there was my brother, Ash, sitting there with two pints, grinning like a numpty. Chloe had put it all together. Do you see? No one could find Charlotte, but the rest of the family. We was all back together again.
You must have had a lot to talk about.
I asked them where Charlotte was.
We couldn't find her.
Oh, okay. Well, I see Ash has got this pleased with himself look on his face.
I just got out of Nick.
I thought he was winding me up, but he had. Lee said it was only secure, not prison. But that didn't matter to me.
I'm on tag. Look.
He showed me his tag. I noticed all the hair had come off his leg where it rubbed. I had a good look at that.
Do you want a beer, Legsy?
Lee said 12 was too young, but that was just him all over.
He can have a beer if he wants. You fancy it, Legsy?
I wanted a Coke. Well, Chloe sends Lee off to the bar, and I get on with finding out about prison.
It was all right. They let you listen to music and socialise and that.
Of course they do. It's better out of prison, Legsy.
They've got to sort me out a flat. Well, soon they have. But they're putting me in a hotel in the meantime. You can come stay if you like.
Didn't expect that. I asked him if he was saying I should leave the care home.
Yeah, why not?
Ash, you can't. You haven't got any money.
I will have. My care worker's going to get me a job. Come on, mate, it's a hotel. There's room service and it'll have a mini bar and Chloe's not even far away either. It'll be all of us back together again.
Was he serious?
Yeah. Nah, well, he was serious, so far as he knew.
What did Chloe say?
She said I should stay in the care home. Thing was, I didn't know what to do. Them all arriving like that, I thought if I didn't go with them, I'd never see him again. But then I started thinking, what if I left the care home and Ash wasn't at the hotel? Or Chloe went off with Lee and I just got dumped? At least back at the care home, I knew I had my room and food and that.
So, what did you do?
I'm on Lonely Street, number 53.
Grabs up.
Tar. Oi.
Rulies. You can eat when you agree to see a solicitor.
Oh, give him his dinner and stop being a prat, will you?
Just so as you know, DCI's on the warpath outside. He'd be calling your boss and everything.
Well, I haven't finished here, and you can tell him that.
Maybe you'll be needing that other job after all. Your funeral.
What does that mean? Would you look at that burger? It's dry as a bone.
It's okay.
Why won't you see a solicitor?
I've had solicitors before, they're crap.
Really? You do surprise me. But seriously, it would be a lot better for you if you would talk to a solicitor about what happened that night.
Have you finished with me or what?
I've still got to fill in the gaps in your file.
Yeah, of course. It's all right.
You could do with a bit of feeding up.
Well, me and Ash were staying at a hotel. We went for days without food.
What happened to Ash's gyro?
Have you ever tried living two people on £38.50 a week?
Well, it would have helped. Unless you were blowing it on takeaways all the time.
You had to have takeaways because we didn't have no cooker. It's a hotel room, yeah? Get real, will ya?
So, what did you do?
Chip shop for the first part of the week. And then we get hungry. You could feel it coming on.
I guess Ash couldn't get a job, eh? How old was he?
15.
Okay, so what did you do? Because you obviously didn't starve to death and there's no care records for a while.
We spent 2 weeks in that pit of a hotel, sneaking me in through the window, scared stiff. You'd be lying there in bed at 3 a.m. and there'd be some skaghead trying to push your door through. Ash even got his trainers nicked one night by some kiddie threatening him with a needle.
Did you ever think about going back to the care home?
Yeah, and leave Ash. Chloe would give us something every now and then, but Lee didn't like us, so that wasn't easy. That's when we put our heads together and decided what we was going to do. Ash knew this guy from Nick called Dion, and that's how we got to Brighton and got going selling pills in Brighton Beach.
I see.
I'm not saying it's a clever thing to do. When you're a 13-year-old missing person and you got police looking for you, CID looking for you, you name it, you've not got much choice. I either sold drugs or I didn't eat.
So where were you living?
We couldn't get a tenancy, so we had to find B&Bs that would have us and pay our own rent, pay our own food, to do that 24/7. But one afternoon, I remember, it was hot, like it was the last day of summer. We met up with this kiddie we knew called Declan. Went on the pier and had fish and chips. Ash said he's always wanted to play golf. So we went up to the mini golf on the seafront. It was a good laugh. I remember thinking we'd made it. The sun was out, the sea was this blue sparkling colour, and there we were playing golf. We jumped over the fence at the end, took the clubs with us to remind us of it. I decided I was never gonna go back into care again, no matter how hard they was looking for me. No more prats in the care homes and more stupid social workers. No offence, like.
Oh, none taken. Actually, I know just what you mean, believe me.
Well, you don't seem so bad.
Well, thanks, I think.
You remind me of one of my teachers.
In a good way, I hope.
She was all right. She was over in Brighton one day for some shopping or something. She recognised me. She came back every single day after that, for that whole autumn. School would finish, and she'd drive over to find me. I liked to see her. But I never stopped long. Thought she might call the 5-0s.
Did you ever think it might have been easier to hop in her car and go back to the care home?
Sometimes. When it started getting colder and wetter, people stopped going down the seafront. Every day, you're looking over your back, trying to do what you've got to do and go, because there's guys out there who would kill you for what you've got. Ash was there, but you could never relax.
You must have been exhausted.
One whole year and a half we was living like that.
Doesn't sound much fun.
No.
So, what did you do?
Nothing.
You don't have to tell me.
Oh, no, I don't.
I've got your files here. You were arrested about that time, weren't you?
So why do you need me to tell you?
I thought you might like to tell someone who wanted to listen.
It was Chloe. That nice boyfriend of hers. He used to hit her. One day he did something worse. Me, Ash and Declan went after him. We caught him on the seafront. We still had our golf clubs, so we had them with us. We went mad on him.
I see.
Look, I'm not proud of it. I didn't do it to be the big name. I don't know how many times I've been scared for my life. You change.
Did the police arrest you there?
They actually never knew it was us. They came and we ran away. I remember running up through Churchill Square, knocking over all these people, dodging everyone, and we got away in the end. Declan went home and we went back to Chloe's room. She was in the YMCA at the time, and we thought we was okay. But then the manager tried to throw us out. He said there were no guests in the room. We weren't in trouble, we just wanted to stay in her room a few nights to look after her. But he told us to leave or he called the police. So Ash told him, fine, you've got to make us leave. We broke into the manager's bedroom and we barricaded the door with his bed frame. Then we started playing on his PlayStation. Until we had God knows how many feds around there. They shouted out to the window, you've got 2 minutes to open a door or we push it through. One thing led to another and in the end, the manager's stuff got thrown out the window, which knocked a few of them to the floor.
Come on, man.
If you imagine a waterfall of shoes, chairs, guitars, cabinets, everything, apart from the PS2. They put the door through with a big metal banger, and they came flying through and put me on the floor, and I was fighting, I was doing roly-polies. Next thing, I was waking up in a cell. Little did I know, police carry stun guns. Now I know that.
No way.
I knew, you see, because I had the two clip marks, the two pin marks on my back. But I scared them. I was still young. I was pretty small still. I was out for 3 hours. I wouldn't be surprised if half of them thought I was dead.
I bet you were popular after that.
There wasn't a care in town who'd have me.
You do surprise me.
They split us up, me and Ash, so I lost him anyway.
I'm sorry, but I guess they'd have to.
I was better for him anyway. He didn't have to look after me all the time, so he could get going on certain other plans he got with Declan.
And what happened to you?
I ended up in care in Wokingham. I don't know why they took me in. I suppose they had to.
Well, at least you were away from all the drugs and stuff. You could start again.
I know. Never got my door kicked in at night no more.
Did you make any friends?
Kiddies in the care home were all right. The neighbours weren't so good. They all thought our parents had put us into care because of some fault of our own. It all started because of a football over a fence. You'll find this quite stupid. I went round to get the ball, and the bloke next door headbutted me.
He what?
I know. I was a bit surprised to be headbutted by a grown man, but he hated us kids, and he never thought there should be a care home there. So I went back into the kitchen of the care home, and I got a screwdriver, and I busted the lock of the cupboards where they kept the sharp knives. I wanted to see if the neighbour still wanted to headbutt me. I got halfway down the path, and two of the care workers came up and took the knife off me. Anyway, the thing was, the neighbour was watching through the windows, and he called old Bill. They picked up in like 20 seconds, and there's this big row.
He had a knife. He was coming round on check.
Okay, sir, could you step back, please?
Look, he was going to kill me. This place should be closed
down. Calm
down,
sir.
It's an absolute disgrace.
I'm trying to sort these things out.
Look, I want him locked up, right?
Listen to me. I want you to step back.
I want him locked up.
And I want you to calm down. I understand the problem.
He's walking around with a knife in his hand. It's an absolute disgrace.
I can understand that, sir. Now, calm down.
How can I calm down?
They put me in the back of their car, and I could see this neighbour grinning. I thought, that's me done then.
But you didn't go to court. Didn't they charge you?
All right, Donna.
You can go home now.
I haven't finished.
We finished with you. Your boss wants you over at the office as soon as you like.
Lexi still doesn't want a solicitor.
Lexi's had his chance for that. And now I'm going to ask him a few questions.
No, I'm going to call my boss. It's not appropriate in this case.
Oh, I've spoken to him already. You can go home now. He's coming down to sit in.
Ah, it's okay, Donna. I'm all right. Well, thanks for the talk, though, yeah?
You'll be fine. I know you will.
I watched Donna go. She was just like the teacher who came to find me on the beach. Like a lot of the people who say they want to help, they can't really do all that much in the end. They can't make your dad into a nice man. Or give you your brother and sisters back. Or give you somewhere nice to live. That's why, in the end, I don't mind the feds. You know where you are with them. At least they get stuff done. By that time, the neighbour and the knife, they took care of that okay. Go on then, I'm ready. What do you want me to say?
I'm on Lonely Street, age nearly 3 weeks.
Sound over there. I'll give you a drink.
Yeah, I'll have a Stella and a cigar. Stella's off, isn't it, John?
I'll have a look in the cellar, see what I can dredge up. Oh, by the way, your brother's Ash Ryan, isn't he?
Yeah, why?
No reason.
Have you heard where he is? Well, tell us.
Not me. Oh, and yes, the Stella is off, I'm afraid. Could I interest you in a little glue instead, sir?
What a mushty. I stopped listening, and the one with the moustache started doing all that malarkey with the takes they do at the beginning of your interview. But I wasn't really in the room. Telling all that stuff to Donna had got right inside me. All these pictures kept swimming up, and I wanted to know why that one had mentioned Ash. But no way would they tell me what that was about till they were ready.
Do you know why you're here?
Lukey, innit?
Luke Jolly. He was murdered on the 18th of July. He was a friend of yours, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Were you with him the night he died? Can you answer the question, please?
No comment.
We have a witness who says you and Luke were very good friends. Is that true?
No comment.
Let's go back a while. When did you meet Luke?
No comment.
It wasn't so bad, this one. He thought he was a nuts, but most of them do. I didn't mind telling him some stuff. It wasn't that I was trying to impress him, because I wasn't. But there was something about him. I wanted him to know I'd tried.
I met Lukey when I was down in Southampton. I had a little fracas at the last care home. I didn't have anywhere to stay, so I ended up back over there. At least I knew all the places to sleep.
Go on.
Been outside for a few weeks, and I was getting sick of it. I got myself a job in a hairdresser's. I sleep where I could, go and get a wash in McDonald's, then go and sweep hair up all day. But I couldn't get my clothes clean. And in the end, they said I was putting off the customers. Right in mind, it was boring.
The money must have been nice.
I never got any. They sacked me the day before I got paid. Said I should go to the police if I had any problem with that. So I went back that night with this kiddie I met down the park.
That was Luke?
Yeah. He had some cider, so we got well out of it and kicked the window in. Old Bill turned up like they was just around the corner, so we ran and ran. We ended up jumping off this bridge into canal. We got away, though. You lot don't like getting yourselves wet, do ya? It was in a YMCA, so we went back up there and dried off. We had some more cider, and after that, we was mates.
How long ago was that?
A year, maybe? We stuck together, me and him, though. Look, we sparked off each other.
To the extent that you stole cars together?
I don't think so.
Oh, I do. You and Luke had a good scheme going on for a while. You weren't just stealing to joyride. You picked top-end models. Take them down the docks. Sell them on. You must have made a couple of thousand a go. Not bad for kids.
Well, that wasn't me. We never did that.
To be honest, it knocked me a little that he knew all about this. But it wasn't like he said. Most of the cars we got into had immobilisers, so we got nowhere. And the one time we did get this Toyota Jeep thing moving, the guy took it off us for 500 quid.
We have information that with the proceeds from the car sales, you bought into the local drug scene.
You what?
You were associated with a man called David McCauley.
Dunno. Not really. I knew who he was, but I never bought into nothing.
How could we have bought into anything worth having with 500 quid? I did most of it on some nights and a jacket.
I'll tell you what happened, mister. Me and Lukey used to go and drink cider together. We see all these gangs about and think about getting some work off them. Every time we went to try and get in with them, they shut the door.
They didn't trust you.
Wrong colour, innit? But then they started picking on us because we were white boys. So we had to join something, as we were going to get killed. So we found this other gang who looked after us, and the black kids left us alone after
this
that.
This was the group that called themselves the KK-28, wasn't it? How did you get that name?
It wasn't because we liked spelling, I'll say that. We just used to chill and have a laugh.
Yeah, well, apart from the times we used to get on the trains, all 12 of us hitting one carriage after another. It didn't always go good, though. Once you're in a gang doesn't mean you're safe. Me and Luke's problem was that we got on too well with David. He was older, maybe 30, and he told us what to do. I didn't mind that, and he liked me and Lukey. There was this one bloke called Mental. He had a big, heavy face on him, like his dog just died. And he hated me and Luke because we got special treatment. Luke used to wind him up.
Oi, what's happened to my brother?
No comment.
You what?
You heard.
I want all the names of the members of KK28. I want to know everything you lot got up to, from scratching your backsides to mugging old ladies.
I'm not grassing. And what's all this about Ash? Where is he?
They coming. Why did the battles with the other gangs start up?
They didn't like us going down their streets, so we didn't like them going down ours.
It could have been about territory, but it looks to me more like you divided up along race lines. You were coming off worse.
We managed all right.
In fact, we heard that a couple of your lads got scared and tried to leave, but
David wouldn't let them.
He thought we were stronger if we stuck together, and we were.
So that night down in that car park, when two members of your gang both ended up in A&E with broken arms, was you lot sticking together?
No comment.
Come on. That doesn't work. Just how violent is Macaulay?
He likes you to be loyal. But he wouldn't kill anyone. He liked Luke.
But mental. Nah, he hated Luke. The more Luke got in with David, the more Luke got out with mental.
Well, something's happened to Ash. Wait, what is it? Who hurt him? Tell me.
It's obvious you haven't been in touch with Ash for a while now. You'd know.
Please.
He got arrested for armed robbery just 2 nights ago up at Gatwick Airport. He and some other chumps were trying to turn over a bonded warehouse.
No, he didn't.
You know his mate, Declan? He was the one who put us on to what was going on. You're in here dodging questions on a murder. Ash is looking at 10 years. What a family. Do you want another can of pop?
Nah. Well, our family's all right.
Sure it is. Look, I know you're not a murderer. All I want to know is what happened.
He'd done it. The Ponce with the Blomastosh had gutted me wide open. I wasn't worried about KK28 anymore. I wanted to get out of there so I could crawl into a corner and cry. I gave it all up, there and then. I told him all about how David Macaulay fancied himself, how he got organised to buy a share in a truckload of coke coming in from Turkey, how David put up the cash, and how a sackload of the stuff went missing from wherever he put it. It was one of us who'd taken it, had to be. So then it all kicked off. David went round us, one by one, pointing a finger. Hurting people, and he loved it. Lukey got scared. He said he was going to do a runner.
You were with him the night they found him?
Yeah. I wanted to talk to him, to tell him if he was getting out, he'd better get out. Right out, like to Scotland or something. But they followed me.
What happened?
They tied him up, kicked him around, and they did it.
They did it.
I'm not stupid.
Come on.
I mean it. I've got nothing else to say.
Okay. You can go. For now.
Hey? Is that it?
I'll get Sergeant Marlowe to take you out. I'll be in touch. See you soon.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking. No way is this right. And it wasn't. Didn't take a minute, really.
DCI's asked me to have a word with you.
Oh. Okay. What about?
He wants to sort this out.
Well, I'm not stopping him.
Oh, but you are, you see. And this one's really got to him.
Yeah, for real. Like he cares about a chav like Luke.
Look. What he cares about, lad, is getting a result. And he has been known to be flexible.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about Ash. He was only a lookout on that robbery. He wasn't carrying. He didn't hurt anyone. He never even went into the warehouse.
So?
So he's hardly Ronnie Cray, is he? Hmm? And the way he looks in court depends on which evidence we choose to give to the CPS.
But you look can't make any deals with me. You're not allowed to.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Yeah, I am.
Your call? You reckon Ash fancies 10 years in Manchester?
I was thinking about the gang and what they'd do to me if they heard I grassed them up. But I kept thinking about Ash and me and him playing snowballs when we first arrived at the first care home. It wasn't that hard in the end.
Who killed him, Lexi?
Are you going to look after us?
We'll see what happens.
Mental did it.
I want my family back.
Excuse me, mate, can you help us out, please? I just need, like, 50p, okay? Oh, no worries, okay? Have a nice day, mate. Excuse me, sir, could you possibly help me out? I just need, like, 50p.
I don't beg. Not normally. But ever since old Bill had stitched me up over Ash, I just couldn't get my energy going. And I was knackered this particular morning. I dossed down behind this building the night before. There was this place where a hot air vent kicked out some of this nice heat, so I made my bed up there. The feds were leaving me alone. They got what they wanted out of me as regards mental and the murder, and then they just dropped me. Like I said, you know where you are with old Bill. It had been months since they'd done all the arrests, but I still had my head down. David was inside, but mental was still on the run. Everywhere I look, I was still seeing him. I started to think about the future. And be honest, I couldn't see one. And you know what? That actually didn't bother me. So when I saw Donna out of her kids, I nearly just ignored her. They walked for ages, in and out of all these kiddies' clothes shops. They sat in a cafe for ages, but in the end, they went home. And I followed them all the way. She was surprised to see me.
Donna!
Lexi! What are you doing here?
I was just going past and I saw you coming in. I didn't know you lived here.
Yeah, we've lived here for ages. So how are you? I tried to find you, but no one knew where you were. The police said it all worked out.
Well, it's out for them.
I see. Where are you staying?
Oh, I've got somewhere. It's warm. It's all right.
Yeah, right. Look, I've got to cook the tea. Do you want to come in for a cuppa?
Nah, you're right.
I'm going out tonight, but you can stay for an hour or so before then.
You don't mind?
Come on.
She let me in, made me some tea, played with her kids, and I chilled for the first time in weeks. Turned out she wasn't going out. We talked a lot, and we got on to what I was going to do in my life. She said I should always remember that I had choices and options, that I shouldn't just roll over and go with the flow. It was all going well, till it started raining, hard. She knew I'd been lying when I said I got somewhere to live. We went on talking till we ran out of stuff to say. Then she got round to it.
I'm really tired, Lexi. I've got to go to bed. You're going to have to go.
Wait, can't I stay? Just one night. I'll stay on the settee and I'll shoot off in the morning as soon as it gets light.
Lexi, you know I can't do that. What about Chloe?
I don't want to see her.
Really? That's so sad.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on.
She writes down the name of a hostel and gave me 3 20s and then I was back on the street. I sleep rough that night. Then I buy a coach ticket and I hit the road. I go up to Durham Prison. It's a long journey. Hell of a long journey. And I have plenty of time to think. I started thinking about what Donna has said about choices and I decided I didn't have so many really. I get off the bus and I queue up and I get searched, scanned, metal detected and all that malarkey. And finally, I get to sit in the same room as my big brother.
Lexi, how you doing, fella?
All right, wicked, wicked.
How'd you get all the way up here?
I got a limo. You okay?
Yeah, you know, just doing my time. Got any more stupid questions?
Well, what's the dinners like?
Nah, that's a stupid question, all right. What you been up to then?
Oh, this and that. I've been keeping my head down recently.
Hey, you're not planning on sticking around in Durham for long, are you?
Well, I don't know. Why?
It's better for me if you're down south.
Oh, right. Why?
Just stuff. You know, I'm keeping things going. So why didn't you bring me any ciggies, you plank?
There was something wrong. He was trying to be all cheerful, like he was happy, but I could tell he wasn't. He wouldn't look at me. He wouldn't look at anyone. He was all jumpy. Then I saw this other prisoner come into the room, a big, heavy old man. He looked round the room, stared everyone out. No one took him on. You just couldn't help it. But I saw Ash. He didn't even try. Then I realised what was happening. He was so scared.
So are you seeing anyone lately?
I'm keeping out of the way of that gang I was with.
Just tell them you're my brother, that'll work.
Yeah. Okay, I might do that.
That's when I knew that Ash had lost it. And that I was growing up. Ash sitting there in his baggy shirt, trying to make out he was still the man. And all he was going to be doing for the next 12 years was watching his back and trying not to annoy the geezers up the pole from him.
You seen Declan at all?
Not me.
I was wondering what happened to him.
Don't know.
I did some asking round. Do you know it was him that told the feds about the warehouse? You know, he gave him my name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Can you believe it? Declan.
I can't believe it, bro.
I cried when I found out.
I bet you did. I can't believe it myself.
Will you do me a favour?
Here we go. I watched him lean forward over the table. His eyes picked me up and wouldn't let me go. I knew that something really, really bad was coming at me.
I want you to do something for me.
Name it.
I've got to spend 12 years in here. That's not right. And it's Declan's fault. I want you to make it right.
I just stared at him. The way he looked so desperate. He didn't seem like the older one anymore.
I don't know.
I'm 23, Dunmore Road.
Dunmore Road? But that's where
Chloe lives. I know. He's like 50 doors down. Do you want that? Next thing you know, he'll be around having cups of tea or more. I can't have that.
Just like Donna said, you get choices. This was one. Seeing him and taking away all our good times together, whatever I picked, it was going to end up going bad. In a flash, I saw my dad. You could never ever do anything right for him. Whatever you did, he'd knock you around for it. That was the way he sorted everything. I started wondering, was it just the way we lived, or was it in our blood?
What's the matter, Legsy? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, maybe.
Why? You scared? You don't have to worry about mental no more. They picked him up last week.
Well, how do you know?
You can find out anything in here.
Yeah, right.
Serious. Look, if you're scared about doing it, it's all right. I'll tell you
I'm
how.
I'm not scared. I've seen stuff. I know what happens.
What then?
You can't ask me to do that. No one can ask you to do that.
He stole 12 years from me. Put it right, Legsy.
I stared at him and at all the people in the visiting room. The time was nearly over and the blokes in the uniforms were getting jumpy.
You do it, bro.
Nah, man. I'm not ending up in here like you. I'm not doing it.
What do you mean, like you?
You didn't have to get into that warehouse thing. I don't have to get into this. See you later, Ash.
So I don't look at him no more. Mainly because I can't. I walk out of the room and I walk out of prison. It started to rain. Of course it has. But that don't matter. I head back to the bus station and I get on the bus back down south. I know I just made a real good call. First one for ages. That was something I could build on, no doubt about it. So I look out the window and I watch the cars. I start thinking about mental. That was good news from Ash, if it was true. And I reckon it could be. He was a real loser, that mental. So if it was safe to go back to Southampton, well then I started thinking about Chloe. The last year I've been hiding out, I hadn't seen her or her kiddies. When I get back to Southampton, I'll give her a call.
Legsy, where the hell have you been?
Well, that's not her being angry. Well, it is, but it's because she's been worried about me.
Are you in at the moment?
Why?
I'm back in Southampton. Can I come round and stay for a little while?
I haven't seen you for a year and then you want to move in.
Well, I'll bring some food. I've got a bit of money.
Yeah, well, that makes it all okay, don't it? It's okay, Legsy. I'll let you off worrying me sick for a year just now because you pitched up with a couple of wonky tenors. Alright, look, I was just cooking a chicken. Go and get me some extra spuds and you're in. And some pudding, some nice pudding, though, none of that stuff with all the crap you used to like.
Got her off the phone in the end.
I walked down to the shops, feeling okay. I had a big weight lifting off my mind. Mental. Inside. Well, probably. I'm staying for a while, round at Chloe's. They'd have a fat roast dinner, watch some telly, get an early night. It all sounded pretty good to me.
I want my family back.